Fifty Shades of Roses, an introduction. There are many things we can perhaps more easily say with flowers than with words. And flowers can say many things to us. So perhaps these poetic expressions of spoken words and flowery subject are a perfect match. Many would agree that there is one flower, the rose, that embodies both the human condition, its ambitions, its sacrifices, and its symbolism of devoted love, that together with its own peerless self, the beauty of its perfume, its hues and colours, its shapes and forms, from rambler and climber to the stately grace of a rosebed, and of course its thorns, to warn that consequences carry a price. Poets know that a rose is perhaps able to speak in many tongues on many subjects, and it is therefore unsurprising that the rose is one of the great enduring symbols in both Western and Eastern poetry. A rose can bring a tremble of the lip or raise the beating of a heart. They can create a mood or simplify a feeling. Their message can be direct or nuanced. But so often, it is just perfect. Our classic poets from Hafiz, D.H. Lawrence, Robert Burns and Shakespeare, along with very many others, explore this beautiful living symbol with their exquisite lines and verse.
The Year of the Rose by Algernon Charles Swinburne. From the depths of the green garden closes, where the summer in darkness dozes, till autumn pluck from his hand an hourglass that holds not a sand. From the maze that a flower belt encloses to the stones and seagrass on the strand, how red was the reign of the roses over the rose-crowned land. The year of the rose is brief, from the first blade blown to the sheaf, from the thin green leaf to the gold, it has time to be sweet and grow old, to triumph and leave not a leaf for witness in winter's sight, how lovers once in the light would mix their breath with its breath, and its spirit was quenched not of night, as love is subdued not of death. In the red rose land, not a mile of the meadows from stile to stile, of the valleys from stream to stream, but the air was a long sweet dream, and the earth was a sweet wide smile, red-mouthed of a goddess, returned from the sea which had borne her and burned, that with one swift smile of her mouth looked full on the north as it yearned, and the north was more.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?